saying where we live. I just said I live on the east side. But if we could have Peter Ali come out, well-known flute player here in the area.
Berber, huh? You're probably wondering, what Berber, what's that? Berber tribes. And Yaqui, the Yaqui people are from northern Mexico. That is where my mother's from, near Sonora. And there's also a tribe in Arizona. And the Berbers are from North Africa. So we're talking about being a diverse Indian. And so diversity is good. I've met not very many Yaquis up here. And they know about as much as I do about our people, very little. And so only because of my parents. But I've met another Yaqui who's Yaqui Apache, Yaqui Cherokee, Yaqui Norwegian. So, you know, we're very international. That's the only way to make it, you know? So anyhow, I'm gonna play some songs. I really don't have names for them. It's hopefully how they make you feel, and they make you feel good. I play from the heart. They're quite healing. That's one of the reasons why I play. So I hope you enjoy it. I can't see a thing. Yeah, that helps. Okay. Somebody from the Middle East got together with a gal from across the border. It's a good story, and I don't know if I have enough time. But you can ask me later, and I'd be happy to tell you that story, because I know that us Yaquis are rather long-winded. I always talk more than I play, and I know you came here to hear me play instead of talk. So, for those of you that know me, know that to be true. So, anyways, Veterans Memorial Weekend, I want to play this flute. This was gifted to me by a very dear friend who is Cherokee and Choctaw. And this is a cedar flute. He's a woodland style flute, very bright voice. He told me that the first flute he made was out of a gun barrel. You know, natives are very resourceful. Nothing goes to waste. And so, but this, he was in Vietnam, and he was a door gunner on a Huey. And so, I guess when the barrels get too hot, they warp. So when he came down from a mission, he took it off, made it into a flute. So he doesn't make flutes like that anymore, though. But anyways, he gave this one to me. Has a nice sound, has a nice voice. That's what I like to say, that they have nice voices. So I will play a song from this. Decided to tell me that about 6 years ago, and I was in my late 40s then. So why did you wait so long? Why didn't you think it was so important? I go, are you kidding me? So my grandfather played on the Arab side. He played a flute called a nai or a nay, and I picked one up, and I'm trying to learn how to play. Extremely difficult to play. They only grow, then it's a reed that grows on the Nile River. But I hope to learn how to play so I can play for my father. So, anyways, that'll be for another time. So, here's a flute that is Southwest design. Glad you liked it. Silly.
Thank you.
can't just have one if you start playing. So, and I've taught myself how to play. Like I said, I've been playing for 8 years. This is made by a friend, and I just got this the other day. It's on a Shinabe. And this is way older than me, even though it's new. And it's got mammoth tusk. That's pretty old, huh? And it's got redwood. And the redwood I liked because it's 1,000 years old. It's old growth. It had a good feel to it when I got to play it. So I go, I had to have it. So I said, do you take the payment plan? So anyways, I sold my car. No, just kidding. What I like about the flutes, though, I mean, to me, they're more than just a piece of wood with holes in it. They have their own spirit. To think that this was a tree at one time, and it has its own spirit. So your breath is sacred, you know? Of course, if you're not breathing, you're not alive. So you put your breath through the flute. You bring that tree back to life. And then also you have your spirit come through here, and it comes together. It's a very nice thing, so. This is the first time I've gotten to play this in public. So cool.
Thank you.
you. Very nice. That was supposed to replicate a bird. I don't know if you could tell. You know, that's what they're supposed to be, kind of emulating nature and all. And so the songs I played, of course, are from here, and I didn't rehearse any of this. I just do it. And so, yeah, from the heart. And so don't ask me to repeat any of them. So, I only know, you know, you can play all kinds of these songs on it. You can, you know, buy music for these. Kumbaya, not on the flute. But it might be a good song, yeah, okay. But I'm not going to play on my native flutes. I hope that you like that. And like I say, I'd love to tell you my story. So if you maybe hang around afterwards, I can tell you about that. But I think I may have one more flute there. Thank you very much. I hope you guys had a great evening, and it's great to be here. Thank you, Northwest Folk Life, for having the opportunity to come and play here. It's this great event. I hope you were able to enjoy most of the weekend here. So I'm going to be doing a shameless plug of workshop. Yeah, that's what it's called. Tomorrow, if you check the schedule, I'm doing two workshops, one tomorrow and one on Monday, on how to play flute. I'm providing the flutes also. You don't get to keep them, but I'll show you how to play the basic fingering if you were interested in learning. So anyways, I think that's all I got. Yeah, so thank you very much.